This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. She joins us today to talk about the issue of abortion as it relates to the national health care debate. We've chronicled over the past several weeks how many of the different pieces of legislation would subsidize abortion on demand and even include it and demand it inside the public option. But Concerned Women for America says there would actually be forced abortion if, in fact, the Democratic version of health care were to go through. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Taxpayers paying for it is obviously a major and controversial issue, but you say that these abortions could be coerced. Explain.
Well, under the current bill that's in Congress, abortion would be funded and health care overall would be rationed. So if you take the case of a woman who has she's pregnant, and especially if her child has special needs, that means that the prenatal care, the delivery, the postnatal care will be more expensive than an abortion. And so if we have bureaucrats deciding what treatment is allowed and what is not allowed, and they've got their green eye shades on and they're looking simply at the numbers, which we know they're going to do that, then it's very likely that we'll have bureaucrats approving an abortion but not approving expensive maternal and child care.
You mentioned special needs pregnancies. Do you think that would be the main focal point, or would it extend to other pregnancies as well?
If we're looking simply at the numbers, a regular pregnancy does cost more than an abortion, so hopefully it won't lead to that. But there's also great concern, added concern, that a child that has special needs or a mother that has special needs would be at greater risk of being denied treatment. And that's because there was an amendment that would ensure access to health benefits regardless of the patient's age, their expected length of life, or disability. But that amendment was defeated along party lines. So that means that the most vulnerable patients, the unborn, the premature babies, those with special needs, those who are elderly, they will be discriminated against if this bill passes.
Wendy, what message does that send, perhaps even in stark language?
Well, people need to be very aware that this current bill is not only would cover abortion, but it's very likely to be used to coerce women into having abortions, because that is what will be paid for, whereas prenatal care and delivery, postnatal care, may not be approved or pay or covered if it's bureaucrats deciding what treatment we'll get. And our added concern to that is looking at the people who would be in charge of the healthcare system. The bill, as it's written now, gives the Secretary of Health and Human Services czar-like powers, so an extreme amount of power to determine what the entire system will look like. It also empowers a commission that will be appointed, not appointed by senators or someone who is elected, but they'll be appointed by other bureaucrats by the White House. And when we look at the appointees that this White House has already put in place, it gives us great concern. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, has a hardcore pro-abortion record. As governor of Kansas, she obstructed investigations of a late-term abortionist who was accused of illegal activity. She opposed every single common-sense pro-life measure from the time that she was a state legislator all the way through her governorship. She has always sided with abortionists over women and over patients. So she would be the one in charge of setting up this entire system. And then when you look at the kinds of people that would be on the commission, we have James Holdren, who was appointed by President Obama in a key position, not on this commission, but he is an example of the type of person that President Obama has already chosen for key positions. James Holdren was the editor of a book that came out a couple of years ago, which gave excuses or even advocated for programs of forced abortion and forced sterilization. He belongs to this ideology that believes that the world is so overpopulated that it may take extreme measures against personal liberty and even the very right to live in order to reduce the number of people on Earth. So when we piece the pieces of the puzzle together, it leads to a pretty ugly picture of what this health care bill will look like once it's implemented under the Obama administration.
Wendy, you mentioned all the different factors that could go into the government basically encouraging women to have abortions that wouldn't otherwise have them. What does it say about the way that the culture looks at life right now? We know that those who discover in prenatal tests that their babies have problems tend to favor abortion. What does that tell us?
Well, sadly, oftentimes those women felt pressured by their healthcare providers and even by their family and friends. There seems to be this knee-jerk reaction that if a baby is diagnosed with having a problem, and it could be a minor problem or it could be a more severe problem, that it's almost expected that she would abort or kill that child. And of course, those same people would never think of saying that if the child was already born, that if the child at 3 years old was diagnosed with having a problem, that the solution would be to take that child's life. It's only because the child is unborn and because our laws allow for an unborn child to be murdered that people seem to think that it's acceptable. So the fact that we already see this problem in our society, that women who carry a child with special needs are pressured to have an abortion, that it would be even more pressure, added pressure, if the healthcare system will pay for the abortion but won't pay for treatment. And let's extend this beyond now those that are unborn. The fact that an amendment that would not allow for discrimination against patients who have a disability, that amendment was voted down, is a harbinger of some pretty fearful things to come. That if this health care bill in its current form passes, that patients with disabilities could be discriminated against, which means that they may not get the kind of treatment that they need. And I think we all know people who have a disability who are dependent on our excellent health care that we have in America. And to think that they would be discriminated against simply because they have a disability is a horrifying thought. And we should remember, and I know that it's impolitic to ever bring up the Nazi terror, the Nazi regime, but we need to learn from history so that we don't repeat it. And the euthanasia, the eugenics program that began in Germany began first with people who were disabled. It was the handicapped who were first denied treatment and thereby killed. And that then opened the door for other people who were not accepted in society to be considered as less than human and to be eliminated.
Wendy, last question real quickly. Is this at all intertwined with the public option, or is this going to happen if any of these different versions of health care reform floating around Capitol Hill get approved?
That's a very good question, because we really don't know what the final version of the bill will look like. Even the senators and some of the congressmen who voted on bills in committees don't know what it is that they voted on. At this point, it looks as if it will be in the bill. It all depends on the conference committee and what comes out of the conference committee. But I think we have enough evidence now, 30 amendments in 5 different committees that would have not allowed for abortion to be covered. All those amendments were voted down. If we look at all the good amendments that were voted down, we have a pretty clear picture of what the final bill will look like. And that is a bill that will discriminate against people with special needs and will cover abortion.
Wendy, we'll certainly keep on top of it. Thanks as always for your time.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright is president at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for World Net Daily.